Living with Birdshot. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The number of hunters in America has been declining, and I have to think that part of the reason is out of concern for safety. I asked my listeners about that, and folks, it turns out you can relax because a surprising number of hunters have learned that you don't have to let a little birdshot slow you down.
I've been carrying around that birdshot for 56 years now.
You see, there are thousands of Americans living with birdshot, and not all of them are hit by politicians. In one case, it was a cousin who never run for anything. But no matter. The point is, even though they carry this secret...
I've got six pellets still in.
They laugh, they love, and they look just like us, except for their x-rays.
Yeah, it does show up on x-ray.
Yeah, in fact, we all probably have at least one friend who is living with birdshot, but you'd never know because they don't talk about it. And sure, you want to feel their pain. But to a man, and they were all men, they told me it wasn't painful at all. There was, of course, that moment of surprise.
Caught me in the face.
What did you look like after that?
Hamburger.
Yeah, and they do report a stinging sensation, but with a little luck, you can live a completely normal life.
Fortunately, the shot missed my private parts.
Right. In fact, these hunters who are living with birdshot may be the one special category of Americans who, frankly, don't want our sympathy. They don't want our money, they have no lobbying group, and there are no TV ads asking you to adopt them. It's their secret, known only to close family members.
Yeah, it does show up on x-ray.
And, of course, the family radiologist. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.